nearly a quarter million Americans leave the armed forces every year. And for decades, many of them have gone back to college thanks to the GI Bill. Today's veterans are about to get an educational windfall. A new GI Bill takes effect this summer. That means qualifying vets can now get their full tuition at public universities covered, plus stipends for housing and books. And for the first time, those benefits can be transferred to spouses and children. The new GI Bill has colleges scrambling to recruit veterans with the kind of intensity usually reserved for athletes. Nancy Fragulli checks in with one school, San Diego State University.
Pardon the echo. That's the first thing Nathaniel Donnelly says when he describes where we stand at San Diego State. There's no furniture in the room. But imagine in a month a couple of recliners, a few desks, and maybe an Xbox, just for student veterans.
We are in an empty lounge, and the veterans on campus really don't have a place to study or hang out, have lunch, watch TV. So this room here that will be finished really soon will provide an atmosphere where they can relax, recreate that camaraderie that they had in the military.
Donnelly spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. Now he's a 32-year-old senior, and he works as the Assistant Veterans Coordinator on campus. More than 800 military vets are enrolled at San Diego State. That's less than 1% of the student body. But Donnelly expects the new GI Bill will increase the military population.
We expect those numbers to skyrocket. For obvious reasons, they're going to get paid a lot more to go to school. They're not going to have to work full-time and go to school full-time. So they'll, you know, be able to spend time with their family. They'll be able to provide for their family as well as go to school at the same time.
And San Diego State wants to be the school of choice. The city is home to the nation's largest military community. Camp Pendleton is nearby. Donnelly says the college is marketing to military personnel. There's an admission website for vets, priority for classes, and gone is the informational kiosk. Now they have an office.
San Diego State Veterans Center.
Junior Jay Burris is a former Marine. Now he works part-time at the Veterans Center, explaining the GI Bill and other programs.
If one of you were a veteran and you were disabled, then the state of California has a benefit called...
Terry Howell is the managing editor of Military.com. He says the expanded GI Bill will push other schools to follow San Diego State's lead.
Whenever you increase a government fund to help somebody go to school, that student is going to become more attractive to schools. But for the most part, I believe it really is just a true desire to serve those who've sacrificed and served their nation.
Dr. James Kitchen says that's a generational change in attitude. He's vice president of student affairs at San Diego State and a Vietnam vet.
When I came home from the war, we weren't embraced like the men and women are today. And I don't consider that, I'm not jealous about it. It's just a reality of life. And I was bitter for many, many, many years. But at the same time, I look at the needs of these young men and women coming out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq. I just woke up one day and says, you know what? These young men and women need all the help they can get and all the support they can get.
But Kitchen says the college has a lot of homework to do when it comes to embracing the unique challenges of vets.
You come from a situation where you've been in war. There may be a disability. There may not be. There may be counseling and psychological needs. There may not be. The more you have, the more difficult it's going to be on the staff to accommodate these young men and women. On the other hand, we'll figure out a way to make it work.
The university is kicking off a fundraising campaign for scholarships. Some of the money will also fund perks like that military student lounge and converting a frat house to apartments for vets. Nancy Fragulli, NPR News. We'll be right back.